Well, hey, Power Agents, this is Daryl Davis. Welcome to this month's interview of our Power Agent. I've got somebody really special this month for you. His name is Jeff Rossman. Jeff, say hi.
Hello.
So, gang, this is really a treat to get Jeff because, you know, he's so busy, so successful what he's doing. And we're going to kind of dissect a little bit about what he's doing, how he got started, the ups, the downs, the good and the bad. So, Jeff, before we get into it, let's give everybody your contact information, your email, website, how they can call you, so that way if they want to refer business in the Manchester, Connecticut area. So why don't you give them that?
Sure. Jeff Rossman, Rossman Realty Group. My email address is jeff@rossmanrealtors.com, and my phone number is 860-985-5388, and my web address is rossmanrealtygroup.com.
Awesome. Very great. So now, Jeff, you know, before we got into the interview here, you and I were chatting a little bit about your background. I think it's really interesting. Everybody, Jeff got, he's been in the business now for 17 years as an agent, but he was actually, Jeff, you actually, before you became an agent, you were in real estate with your dad. Is that right?
Yes. I helped manage properties. I've helped manage my brother some properties over the years and some of his rental properties, just maintaining and, you know, dealing with the tenants and any issues that came up. And some property management.
Yeah, you were going to college and you were a business major, business administration, which you got your bachelor's. Congratulations. So while you were going to college, you were doing this property management thing with your dad?
Yes, on the weekends, you know, even, you know, going back to high school, weekends was, you know, working on properties, growing up like that. And then through college, it would be, you know, back on Saturday for a work day. And whether it was, you know, helping him out of development, if he was building, you know, doing some work there between contractors or anything that came up with the tenants, repairing anything, we were there, roofs, you know, whatever. We just, you know, helped maintain all the properties and just a family-run business. And so kind of grew up in that end of things with real estate.
You would be what we call an SOB, a son of a broker.
Yes, yes. That was a joke back in elementary school. I was going to a school, and I remember the sister, she had everyone stand up and say what they want to be when they're older. Everyone was like, you know, fireman, police. And I was in fifth grade, and I said a realtor, and everyone, they looked at me kind of like, you know, that was the first, I think.
I don't think I've even heard that story from anybody.
Yeah.
So, yeah, when I grow up, I want to be a realtor, which is pretty awesome. You know, that's really great because a lot of agents will get into real estate, as you know, and, you know, this is their last career, you know, where maybe they've been to corporate America, they've done two or three jobs, or they've had their own business, and you know, so that's really great that you've had it in your blood and this is pretty much all you've known and all you've done. Now tell everybody where you're at now. So that, so 18 years ago is when you got licensed and became your own person. Up before that, you were working it as a, helping your dad do the management thing, the property management. So here it is 18 years later from the time you first got licensed, and where's your business at? What's your model? You're a broker, so explain that a little bit.
Well, you know, I was with some other companies when I started, and, you know, I just always felt, you know, I wanted to do my own thing. And so I started my own brokerage and, you know, hired a few agents. I wanted to keep it small, but I enjoyed work with new agents coming on board, helping them, training them, you know, going to different seminars with them, just, you know, help jump certain careers. It was kind of, you know, I was fortunate enough to do it with a few people. Even when I was in the early days at RE/MAX, I'd bring agents on for teams. Then I'd realize that they would, you know, after a while, they would, you know, go on their own, which is great. And so I started my own brokerage. And, you know, back, I think, after I was in the business 6 years, so back in, I think, 2005, went on my own. Rossman Realty Group.
All right, so 6 years ago, you opened up your own company, and but you're still listing and selling now, plus you have the agents in your office. How many agents do you have?
Right now I have six agents. Some part-time, some full-time, and they're doing well.
Now, some of your agents, they work with you on some of your stuff, but they also have their own stuff that they do, right?
Yeah, pretty much, they are, except my wife who is licensed, she's joining me for a team to help me out with mine, so she's new, licensed literally a few months ago and had her first closing. So we're teaming up, but my other agents, they're on their own. They're
okay.
Their own agents doing their own thing, and I'm just, I just guide them and help them and, trying to get them as many leads they can and deals and walk them through them as they learn the business.
Okay, so I stand corrected. So you've got yourself, your wife is working with you now after a few months. You have your six agents, but they're pretty much doing their own thing. You're looking at opening up a second office, I think.
Yeah, we just opened it up. Finished everything with the state just last month, and I have the first agent on board, and trying to get something started, just west of the river in Connecticut, our second office.
Now, how far is that from your current office?
It's probably about 20-25 minutes. It's, a different area than where I prospect and do business. I do some stuff over there, but I have an agent now with my office that does a lot that way, and he brought someone on board that wanted to do some more things that way, and it's a good market over there, and a little different market, so I wanted to start something there, and so I did.
Now, some people, they would probably hear this and be like, wow, this is really great. He's got his own office. And by the way, I do want to ask you another question before I share my thoughts. So you're running a brokerage. You now are opening up a second one. You have your wife working with you. You do your own real estate, which, by the way, how many transactions, listings, dollar volume, whatever number you want to give me, do you average a year?
I average about 30 transactions a year.
Okay.
That's just my average. I used to do more back when I first started. I was, when I was solely doing sales, I was probably in the 40 plus, but as I accumulated real estate and buying real estate, then I kind of went kind of down a different path than a lot of realtors. It was the same path my father did, is buying properties, so he got us going in that way. So
that's the other question I want to ask you. So you're doing 30 transactions a year, running two offices, six agents, plus you have your own investment properties. And how many units, because I know sometimes they're multi-units, so you might have a two-family, five-family. So do you know roughly how many, what's your total units that you have?
I don't know the exact total as of, I'd have to look, but,
roughly.
Over 150, I would say, my father started with some, and then my brothers and I picked up where he left off, 15 years ago, and, started building more on that. So we took what he had started with, and, probably more than, doubled it or close to it, and we added quite a few on. So we buy, some months we could buy two or three, some months one, some months we go without buying. We just wait for great deals, but we're always investing in real estate, some flips and here and there, but mainly long-term buy and hold.
Now, now it brings me to my question, and that is, so that's a lot of stuff going on at once, and some people, first of all, there's a message in there I hope people pick up on, and that is, the sooner you start investing in your own product, real estate, the better off you are. You basically picked up where your dad left off. You started at a young age. So this is why, you've accumulated what you've accumulated. Now, people listening to this would be like, boy, I wish I could be more like, Jeff. He's rocking and rolling. But I'm sure with all of that, you probably have some of your own stresses and challenges that
sure.
you're dealing with. What do you find right now is some of the biggest challenges you're having right now, and how are you dealing with it?
Oh, I would say one of them is, trying to find the time to, mm-hmm. Find the leads, to find the sales, for your active, first the passive income, the active, the sales, you know, finding buyers, finding sellers, which has been the way for the 18 years, you know, trying to find more leads to generate. And but, you know, it's having a good team. You know, I do have a good team for my property management. So that really takes a lot and lets me do my real estate sales that, you know, when I do buy a property, it kind of gets folded into the mix and, you know, things can, you know, move right along. I have a great, you know, family behind me and helping, and we all do a lot of things together. But it's just, you know, challenges and, you know, it's just, I would say, time management and finding finding the time to lead, because you still need the sales, the commissions. I love selling. I love meeting with buyers and sellers and really daily doing the real estate sales end of things.
Yeah, I think some people would probably want to know that. They'd be like, well, how do, you know, if you've got this much in property and you've got cash flow, why would you still continue doing the listing and selling? Why just not just focus on that?
Well, I mean, I really enjoy it. I'll say for a few years, you know, got a little where I wasn't enjoying it as much, but the last, you know, 3-4 years, I kind of been, got some fire again under me and really enjoying it again. And,
super.
You know, just, I enjoy it. I always enjoyed it. I remember doing my first sale to, you know, just closing the other day, and I enjoy it. And now, you know, when I come to my office and I see some agents here that, you know, had a couple closings and they're all happy about it, it's great. I mean, I actually love as much when they have closings than when I do, because it's great for them. They're excited about it and they're starting their path and career, and I actually enjoy helping them.
Now, that's something I want to highlight, and that's what I kind of expect you to say, that, you know, when you love what you do, it doesn't show up as work. You're not doing it for the money. You're doing it simply because the reward is the enjoyment of it. And so that's really awesome. So obviously it's in your blood. You love real estate, and that's why you're doing it. I want to talk about, you know, some of the listing and selling things that you're doing. But before we do, I do want to deviate just for a second, being that you have built such a strong portfolio. When it comes to financing that many properties, is there something different that somebody who's a first-time buyer, I think everybody listening to this, not just first-time buyer, just the person who's buying one home. There's the traditional FICO score, and then there's the income and the tax returns. Is there something different when somebody owns that many properties? Is it done via corporation and the corporation revenue? So that's my question.
Well, I mean, yeah, it's definitely different. You know, after you accumulate half your, you know, whatever it's the 10 mortgages, you know, I haven't been able to do traditional, you know, buying with a mortgage for, you know, quite a few years now. But, you know, private lending is, you know, do a lot with private lending, things like that. You know, I actually save up my commissions, you know, and just from my different revenue streams to purchase more property. And if we can't do it ourselves, we do private lending and things like that. But to get started, I mean, I've gotten a lot of people, friends of mine, other realtors that have come to me, and, you know, they wanted to start, you know, hey, how do I buy my first one or two? And, you know, you get them started that way, traditionally with a mortgage, I guess, and the FICO score and everything else. And but as you accumulate more, it's, you know, you have to definitely find different different paths to, you know, different lending, and I have people that hold notes and things like that. You know, you try to find all aspects of, you know, all sellers have different motives. Some want out, you know, so you get some good deals. Some will hold paper for you. So there's, they're all different.
Gotcha. All right, good. All right, sounds like you could probably do a training class or something like that.
You know what, I still go to training. I was just in a 3-day, you know, my brother the last 3 days, and, you know, so, I mean, I go to as many seminars and training as I can, so even though I may know a lot of it, it's still nice refreshers, and you always learn something new, so I never stop going to classes, and I go spend a lot of time traveling for classes.
Yeah, I mean, that, you know, that's the other thing. I was impressed about you. Here you are, you're rocking and rolling, you've got your business, so things are going great, and that's how we met. You came to my 3-hour seminar with a bunch of your agents, your wife, who was lovely. And then when we set up this, which that was just, I think, a week and a half ago. And then here you were going away for the weekend for another training program. So That's awesome. And that's one of the things I've seen, too, is a lot of successful agents are constantly taking training. They're constantly coaching. They keep improving their skill because, you know, that adage, if you just pick up one thing from the experience, it was worth it. So
exactly.
All right, so let's talk about, you said something about systems, you know, so you're managing these properties, you've got your business, you've got your agents. So so are systems important to you, and is there certain things that you're doing as far as systems, whether it's contact management, database, technology that you find that you love that really keeps you on track?
Well, I use a contact management CRM that I use just to do my monthly, just to, you know, keep my name out there in front of some, you know, past, you know, buyers, sellers, you know, friends, sphere of influence, anything I can. So I have that going out. You know, also network as much as possible. And, you know, I do networking groups, things like that. And I've really set my business up years ago, kind of a referral-based business. And it's, you know, I was able to grow it into that. And, you know, I have a lot of, you know, people that bought, sold, you know, 1, 2, 3 times with me now, and then they send their relatives or friends or family members. And so I just built kind of a referral-based business, and, you know, but, you know, I went to the class to get it to the next level to get some more.
Yeah, we talked about the FSBOs, and, yeah, you adding that component to what you're doing now would probably be really great. Now, the CRM that you're using, which contact management are you using?
I use IZACT Connect or Contact.
I've never heard of that. So how do you spell it?
IXACT.
IX as in zebra, ACT. Okay. I've never heard of this.
IX, yep. ACT, contact.com. So, I mean, I went and I researched it out for a while, and between that, and there were some others that came up, and this one does good. It does the job, but, you know, does a little mailer out there. It seemed to work for me. I looked at 3 or 4 others, and it seemed to be best fit for what I wanted.
Is it specific to real estate or no?
Real estate. They send out my real estate, you know, monthly newsletter, things like that. You can add in a bunch of different things on, anniversary dates and birthdays and letter, I wanted something simple because I don't really have time to do a hands-on and start doing things like that. So I want to literally just, you know, get a contact, meet somebody, put them in the database, put the email address in, and put them on a monthly mailer or whatever I want to do, and it's done, and I'll have to look at it again. So it just frees up a lot of time that I'm not really trying to handle. I just don't have time for that.
Sure. That's awesome. Yeah. So it actually mails out for you, too?
It sends a monthly email out or whatever I want to do.
Okay, got it.
Just
now,
my name's in front of them. You know.
I'm sorry that I'm being, challenged here because I typed it in and somehow I got to TurboTax. So
IXACT contact.com.
IX.
Yeah, IXACT contact, contact.com. IZACT.
I got
contact.
It. I did not put in the contact. I only put in IXACT, and then I got to
the real estate CRM, email marketing.
Yeah, I got it. I see it now. Awesome. Well, the landing page was awesome. Okay, good. So now networking events you mentioned. So what do you do? What kind of networking events do you go to?
Oh, I do my weekly BNI group. Things like that. That's my main. I do a lot with that. I meet with other mortgage brokers, mortgage lenders, things like that, loan officers, trying to make sure they got my name out there. I'll do some other social events that maybe that they'll be having, you know, in town, things like that. Whatever I can to get my name out there and to just meet other people. And
are you doing
better?
So the BN group.
BNI, yeah.
BNI group.
International, yes.
Oh, that's specific. I've heard about them. I don't know too many agents who've done that. So anytime I've heard it, I always hear, like, really successful things. BNI is an actual organization that has meetings all over the country, yeah. And you do
one
that
profession.
Yeah, so one person per profession is in that group, so there isn't that competition.
Yes.
That's interesting. And you do that weekly?
Every week, 7 in the morning, yes, every Wednesday.
Wow.
It's a commitment, no doubt, but, you know, it's worth it. So, I mean, everyone's got to decide if a 7 a.m. weekly meeting is, hey, if you can get, you know, 3, 4, 6 whatever deals a year out of it, is it worth it for you to, you know? And you
Absolutely.
Help others, too, you know, and they... You know, so I mean, it benefits everybody from it. You help them, they help you. When you help others, you know, it helps you. So.
You know, and also the next level of learning is teaching. So when, not that you're teaching, but, you know, if you're in this network and somebody's having a challenge in their business and you have something you can contribute to it, it makes you look in the mirror as to what works about what you're doing. It makes you stronger at your own business by giving it away. So, yeah, I
sure.
agree with that. Yeah. You do a lot of past client stuff. So you're using your contact management software. Is there something else that you're doing to keep in touch with your past clients? Because you're getting all the referral business from them, too.
You know, not as much as I should, and, you know, I just started doing some social media and things like that, but that's with more of like, you know, people I'm friends with now, family, things like that. But as far as, a lot of my contacts I've been doing business with for years, you know, the same attorney, the same, you know, a CPA, from my BNI stuff I did 15 years ago or longer, you know, we still actually pass a lot of leads together and they refer me a lot. And, you know, I got a call just, you know, 2 months ago, hey, remember me? And, you know, right away I knew the address and rattled it off. And, you know, she was laughing. She's like, hey, I'm ready to sell my house. And then I, you know, referred her to an agent in New York. And so I get a lot of people still, you know, call me. So, you know, probably 80% of my business is still referral-based. That's why I always say, hey, if I can do more with the referral end of things. So I started doing the contact CRM because I'm probably missing out, you know, if I can do that many deals a year just on referral, if I was really working, I'd probably get a lot more.
Well, your wife said that to me at the seminar. It's like you're doing 30 deals a year now, and that's not even trying. It's just, you know, people just come to you. There's probably still, I mean, listen, of agents who've been in real estate, again, you've been doing it for 18 years as an agent or a broker, not doing what you did with your dad. And there's some agents that have been in business that long, and they're still only doing maybe a couple listings a year. So there's definitely something that you're doing that's attracting these people to come to you. Let me ask you a question. If I were to ask all of your people that you work with, the people in your B&I group, your attorney, mortgage lenders, the finance people, like everybody that kind of works with you, what would they say about you? What do you think they would say about you?
I mean, one thing I do 100%, you know, I care about my client, and I've never done it. I tell my people in my B&I group, I probably talked more buyers out of buying a house than to buying a house because I don't want them coming back to me in a year or two or five saying, hey, you sold me this, and, you know, this is wrong or this is wrong. And I think my background with my dad, you know, doing development and working on properties where, you know, I can pick a lot of things out in a house and not get someone into – I won't get someone into a house that is not going to work for them. And I'll point things out that are going to be an issue down the road. And, you know, honestly, I want to make sure they're happy, and I want them, like I tell them right when I'm showing them the house, you know, do you want me to be honest? And I'm going to point everything out that I see that, you know, may be an issue down the road. And they're like, absolutely, thank you so much. And they're right there like, oh, I got to tell so-and-so or so-and-so to use you. And so, I mean, I generally care. And I'm not in it for the quick sale and get out. I want to be a long-term realtor for life. Like I tell them, I'm doing almost 20 years now. And I want them to use me, you know, 10 years from now when they go to sell and buy something else.
Mm-hmm. So definitely you care about people. You care about what your business. It's not about the sale. It's about, you know, I've got to say something. When I was looking at your website, something jumped out at me, and which, you know, well, let me see where it is. Understand the purchase. Yeah, here's it. This is really great because I didn't feel like this was just something that sounds good to put in there. Like maybe because it was worded, it didn't sound canned. But it says Jeff cares deeply for the clients that he engages with, whether it be a single home buyer, couple, or family. Jeff understands a home purchase or sale is a life-changing decision. For Jeff, the opportunity to retrieve the most value for his clients is very rewarding. You know, again, that was, I really believe it was because the way he wrote, the way it was written, it was definitely like a truth. It wasn't a copy and paste from some other real estate site that said, yes, you know, we're about bringing buyers and sellers together, which is also fine, but I got the sincerity in that. And so,
you know, my brother told me, yeah, it's like, you know, 20 years ago, like, you know, Jeff, you can have 100 people cheering for you, do one thing, that's one person that gets wrong, is it the wrong way, and that, you know, that could really, you know, hurt your business sales and things like that. And I've always believed that, too. If you sell someone a house that, you know, isn't a good fit, there's something wrong, you didn't disclose something you should have, just anything, I think that can really come back, and that's not in their best interest, and personally will hurt you in the long run, so.
Absolutely. As a matter of fact, there's an actual study that was done on this. I'll just say it now. There was many years ago when I was when I first started training real estate agents. Actually, it was in the first 3 years of me being a speaker. I did a stint with Chrysler. I did it was a 2-month gig, 5 days a week for 2 months. Training their salespeople, their dealership, and I was part of 150 other speakers and trainers all over the country. So it was a huge project, and it wasn't my material. I taught the material that they put together, and one of the things I learned in that is that they did a study that said that a happy customer will usually tell one other person, but an unhappy customer will tell 10 people. So, yeah, you have to work harder to keep those customers happy to tell them. And, but yeah, if you mess up one, it can negate, you know, 10 happy customers. So, that's really, really great that you have that philosophy. All right. So, very impressed with what you're doing, the relationships you're building, the contribution you're making to people. Typical day when you wake up, where do you start and how does it end? And I know every day is probably unique, but if you were to highlight some of those things.
Yeah, I mean, and that's one thing I love about real estate. Every day is different. You're not sitting behind a desk, and, you know, like my you know, my parents always said, if you're sitting at your desk all day, you're not making money. So,
love it.
Typical day, you know, check my, you know, get up in the morning. I check my emails, kind of see what's happening, see if I got any buyers, sellers, you know, that want to, or any buyers that I have that day, any new properties came out for them, things like that. You know, like this morning, schedule a few showings for this afternoon. You know, I actually started blocking out some time for Red X, which I just joined last week, and just
good. Went
on the call with the setting it up before he got here. So, you know, try to lead prospect for a while. Then I get to my office, you know, I check on my properties and with the management, my brother, Colleen here, my sister actually does the phone. So it's we have a full family business outside of our own sales and things. So check in the office and, you know, basically prospect, make sure all my buyers, sellers, everything's together, the files. I just checked with the attorneys on a few closings we've got coming up next week and making sure they're together. And then this afternoon I'll be showing property. And so pretty much, you know, it's like kind of pretty much prospecting, phone calls, keeping you out and looking for more business. So keeping the files that I have together and keep everyone happy in the loop. And, you know, Friday was my day. I was in a seminar, so I did it Thursday. But, like, normally on a Friday I'll sit and call my sellers and just touch base with them because I learned over the years that you're better off calling them with really no news than to not call them at all, just to keep them in the
mm-hmm.
loop. And
mm-hmm.
they really – you know, because that's the worst thing, and I try to teach my new agents that if you have nothing to say, just call them, because there's nothing worse than all of a sudden wanting to call, you know, 5 months and 3 weeks down the road saying, hey, you're about to expire, you want to relist with me, because, you know, that's just not the way to go about it, and you want to build up a good relationship with them. So, but, yeah, take a little day, you know, check my emails, you know, check with my clients, make sure everything's going smooth, you know, set up some home inspections, which I had to do this morning for this afternoon for another client of mine, and you know, prospect out and make sure everything's going smooth.
Now, when when you your clients, how many current listings do you have right now?
I just put 200 deposits, so I have 6 active listings right now.
Okay. So you'll periodically reach out to them, just touch base, let them know what's going on. Even if there isn't much going on, you're still keeping that relationship going.
Yeah,
with them.
I mean, I do actually, you know, probably unlike a lot of agents, I actually set up my own showings with my clients, with my sellers, just for the fact that instead of having a front desk or someone call in, it kind of takes some time, but you know what? I get to call them. So sometimes I talk to them a few times a week if they're showings. If I have a property, I might be not getting as many showings as I like. It makes me, I'll do the weekly call to them, whether I have anything or not. But so I try to touch base with my clients, you know, quite a bit. And, you got to help some people through, guide it through. Some people go through some tough times. You got to be there, you know. I got one now that's, you know, trying to really help her out because you feel for her and, you know, the family, and trying to help them out and get them into the situation they're in. But, call. I put the calls in myself and make sure I spend the time on that.
Well, that's a very powerful concept. I mean, I keep thinking about this. I don't know if people listening to this are thinking about this, that you've got 150 units, 20 years business, 30 deals a year, now 2 offices. You know, it's just like, you know, obviously your wife probably got into real estate because she wants to see you. But,
exactly.
on top of that, like, all right, so you're going to call your sellers every time an agent wants to show a listing. I mean, that's just like crazy. But
yeah,
it's crazy good. Yes, go ahead.
Yeah, crazy good. You're in the car. I mean, you're sitting there anyway, so it's twofold. So if they're ever... You know, they're out this weekend or this next weekend coming up, and they're talking with someone. They're like, yeah, my agent, you know, I just talked to him a couple times, whatever. Maybe, like, my agent never called me, or the front desk calls me once a week to schedule a showing, you know, so such and such at the front desk versus taking the time, because in the end, it's 30 seconds a minute, you know, so it's just make it happen. You do it, it's done, and you're every time you make the call, you're building a better relationship with your seller, and it only takes a few minutes, you know.
Jeff.
Yeah, I got a few minutes.
I think that's awesome because, I mean, I never, I'm sure there's other agents do that, but I've actually don't remember any other agents telling me that they schedule all their own showings with other agents on a show they're listening. But that makes so much sense because, just like you said, you know, that's like them. They're here. First of all, you're taking credit for all the activity.
Yeah.
You know, even though you're not showing it, you're getting the credit because you're the one setting it up as opposed to your secretary. Now, even if it was your secretary, your office, your company, it still does not have the oomph that Jeff, the person I signed with, is calling me personally.
Yeah.
And, yeah, that is so powerful because the other thing, I mean, what I'm hearing, too, is that, you know, geez, that's why I asked you the question about what would people say about you, because, you know, you obviously are connecting with people on such a profound level that you've been bad at following up with, referrals, or because you said that you're starting to do more and more of that now with the contact management, but the fact that you are connecting with people on a deep level, they don't forget you, and they're referring their friends, and they're coming back to you, and I think that's really awesome.
Sure. Like I said, I enjoy the business. I enjoy, you know, dealing with different people and the sellers and the buyers and, you know, everyone's situations and helping them out. And, you know, like you said, I mean, it's, you're dealing with one of their biggest transactions they're going to do in a lifetime, and you take the time to care and spend the time on it. Sure, it might be an extra 5-10 minutes here and there, but, you know, in the end, I really think it helps. I know that woman that called me from, I sold the house 10 years ago, her, you know, husband passed away, and, you know, she remembered to call me because I remember when she bought that house, you know, walking through it, and I helped her out with getting set up with some contractors and things like that, and just past the sale, making sure things were done, so obviously my door's always open, my phone's always open, they call, and they're, you know, they know that they need a contractor, they need an HVAC guy, they need anything that you know, I don't know how many times I've gone and helped fix stuff myself, whatever, just, you know, because, you know, you're helping out, and they really are glad and thankful, and it goes a long way. It comes back years later somehow, some way, and if it doesn't, it doesn't matter. It's all good.
You know, I'm going to highlight one other thing, too, on this that, you know, because you just said a couple of things there, though. Like, you know, you do things beyond what a traditional agent would do. If somebody needs help fixing something or, and you're there and you're able to, you do that. So there's a difference between doing real estate and being real estate and, you know, what's clear about you. And this, I've seen this with a lot of really successful agents, is that they love real estate. So it's not really work for them. They just enjoy it. And so for somebody who doesn't love what they do, they may look on the outside and say, boy, that sounds like a lot of work, but not really when you're loving it.
Exactly.
Yeah, there are the moments that it's work and you don't enjoy it.
Sure.
But that's not the majority of the time. So the majority is the passion, the love for it. Now, I do want to say something, too, for people listening to this, because here's what I know. I know that there's some people, a friend of mine, Steve Harney, who's also a speaker, and he said this once when he first started speaking, and we had this conversation about, you know, real estate's a calling for people. Like they have a, like you have a calling to be a priest, or you have a calling to be a doctor, and, you know, for agents, there's a calling to be a real estate. And so we discussed that. Well, that's not true for everybody. You know, like for somebody like you, it's clearly a calling because you love it so much. But there are some people that are doing the business because it's not a calling, but they just want free time on their hands. They want to control their schedule. They want some extra money to supplement the household, or they're trying to get somewhere else in their life and they need some money. So, you know, that's okay too. So people listening to you, you know, what they need to understand is if they don't have the calling and the passion like you do, that's okay also. You know, they won't be as effective as you are, but they should be honest about it, that, you know, they're using real estate to get them somewhere else in their life, and they'll put as much time as they're willing to and as much work as they will. But don't feel like if I don't have a calling, if I'm not like Jeff, you know, where I love it so much where I'm working 100 hours a week, I'll never be successful. That's not true. They may not get to your level of success, but they will get to a certain level. So,
and if you use your time effectively, it's really not the 100 hours. So people, you know, if you just focus on what you got to do, you know, and I mean, once in a while I'll get off on a couple of tangents, try to do a couple different files. Or if you just, you know, do the one file, get it done, or make the one call, get it done. I mean, you're not really doing the 50, 60 hours going crazy. I mean, I run a lot. Other businesses too, and you know, we just gotta balance, and if you find the right balance, you can, you know, just get comfortable with it, do your thing. But if you do it effectively and do it and just get it done, I mean, not doing the, you know, 50, 60 hours going crazy running around. I'm sure some agents do and get crazy with it, but I definitely try to have the balance, because if you don't have that, then you're not worth it.
You know, you just said something that is based on a lot of scientific studies, and I'll tell you what I mean. That, you know, in addition to the real estate training that I do, we have this other topic that I'm passionate about, that's designing a life worth smiling about, in the book that I wrote. And there's been so many studies. One of the common thread about people who are happy in their life, like study after study after study, they'll say, there's two common threads. Number one is they have an attitude of gratitude, that they're always in a state of gratitude. But the second thing, which is what you just spoke to, is they're very present with the moment. They're not stressing out about what has to be done next week or what has to be done tomorrow. They just look at what's right in front of them. They're present. They deal with it. They work it. They bring it to completion, and then they go to the next thing. And which is essentially what you were just saying, you know, take it one step at a time, and that way you won't get so crazy. So,
yes.
Very great. Well, Jeff, this is awesome. Now, before I bring us to finishing here, is there anything that you would, if you were going to talk to you know, new agent coming into real estate. Not that everybody listening to this call or this interview is new, but you know, there's some agents, they're power agents, they've been in the business for years, but production-wise, they're not where they want to be. So if you were going to give advice to somebody who's struggling, they're new, you know, what would you tell them they should probably do? Like a couple of things to help them.
I would say, I mean, I was on the phone actually with a new agent just an hour or two ago on the phone trying to just give some pointers. And, you know, what I told him, he's a new agent getting in there, was actually brought him to your event as well. Just, you know, read, get your hands on any book you can about real estate. You know, read it, learn it, you know, know as much as you can about it. You know, treat your clients like you'd want to be treated, like if they were treating one of your family members. You know, you want to treat your clients that way because they'll come back. And just put the time in doing some networking. But I told them, like I said, I, and some agents laugh at me, but, you know, real estate, and some could get mad I say it, but, you know, it's not a hard business. It should be fun. It should be easy. You know, you're there to, you know, help people and bring a smile on the face when they walk in the new house. Like I, you know, met someone at lunch yesterday between break at a seminar. You know, if you keep it fun and take care of your clients, they're going to come back and take care of you, and it's a great business, but just take care of your contacts, take care of your clients, take care of my dear family and how you want to be treated, and it'll pay, it can be a great business, and it can be a lot of fun.
That is so awesome. Now, I should be, like, closing on that because that was so awesome, I'm going to sit back up and ask one other thing that I was thinking about, what you just said about, you know, participating in networking and networking events. There's some agents that might join a networking thing or go to a networking thing, and they may get frustrated because they'll go to the first or second meeting and not get a listing.
Mm-hmm.
What would you say to that?
I would say that just, you know, I look at it this way. So I go to my networking event, and it takes time. Hey, you got to build trust with them because, you know, if you're referring out to them, they're referring to you. They have to get to know you and trust you before they can, hey, here you go, I wanted to give you a lead, because they may know another broker, another realtor. But you got to spend the time on it. Nothing's overnight with it. So, you know, with my BNI, it took a while to get the first couple leads coming through. But, you know, now that I've been there a year, they know me, they trust me, they know my business model. They've been to my office. So it takes time with anything. You know, you're planting seeds, nothing's overnight. If you want overnight, it's just, you know, it's not going to happen. It takes time, and you just got to be patient with it. And once you build it and you get your first buyer and your first seller through that, and you do great, then they're going to spread the word. Hey, listen, I just gave a deal to so-and-so. They did great with that person I referred them to. But just don't expect once the first day or second day, and don't get frustrated. Just bear with it.
And I'll highlight that, too. I just spoke to another speaker today, as a matter of fact, this morning when I was running to a meeting. And we were talking about some stuff, and then they said they're switching gears on the topic that they're covering and what they're doing. And right out the gate, they were like, so listen, if you know of anybody who wants this kind of topic, da, 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 please keep me in mind and recommend me. I'd appreciate it. And it almost seemed, I felt slimed a little bit because it was almost like that's all they really cared about. And it was pretty much the only thing they wanted to talk about in the conversation. So it seemed very selfish and self-serving. And so now, quite frankly, I would go out of my way to not recommend this person. I guess what you're saying is it takes time, be patient, and you should go with the commitment to give, not to take. Because if you are there to
giver's
take.
Gain, right? Giver's gain. That's the philosophy. You know, like the more you give, you know, don't give, expect and receive, but give. And, you know, you're helping someone else build their whatever it is, insurance or whatever company they have, and, you know, you help them and, you know, giver's gain, then, you know, they may have something for you down the road, but don't go in there expecting anything. Just run with it.
I love that. The giver's gain. That's how we're going to end this. Live the giver's gain. That's what Jeff has taught us, and it will come back tenfold. Well, Jeff Rossman, thank you very much. Again, everybody, Jeff's email is jeff@rossmanrealtors.com. His website is rossmanrealtygroup.com. And one more time, his cell number that he gave at the top of this, which, you know, he's so busy, it was awesome. Cell number is 860-985-5388. So thanks again, Jeff. Thanks for taking the time with your busy schedule to squeeze us in and to give once again. And I look forward to seeing you again and talking to you soon.
Great. Thank you. I appreciate it. Thank you.